You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. Asset reconstruction companies are increasingly focusing on recovering retail loans as lenders have largely cleaned up their corporate book in recent years. Quote, with lenders increasingly focusing on retail loans, this portfolio has been growing faster than the corporate book. As such, there is likely to be a sizable supply of retail non-performing loans, unquote, Neeta Mukherjee, CEO, Asset Care and Reconstruction Company, ACRE, said. Harihara Mishra, CEO, Association of Asset Reconstruction Companies, estimates the share of retail assets in the overall portfolio of ARCs to rise to over 20% in the next 2 years, from around 13% currently. Rishabh Goyal, co-founder and CEO, Credgenix at ARCs, recognize the huge untapped opportunity in small-ticket loans like personal, education and MSME. Next up, as the benchmark indices touch new highs, individuals need to be prudent about their exposure to equities by increasing investments in large-cap stocks now, as mid-caps and small-caps look overbought, suggesting potential risks, say experts. Many large-cap stocks are seeing robust earnings growth and their valuations are around the long-term average. The large caps offer a relatively cheaper investment option compared to mid and small caps and would benefit once interest rates start falling next year. This underlines the importance of prioritizing large cap investments in anticipation of better returns. Also, large cap stocks or funds are ideal for new investors as a higher level of due diligence is needed to differentiate between fundamentally good companies and stocks that are rallying without the basis of underlying business performance. In some exciting news, the Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath is intensifying efforts to rejuvenate the historical significance of Ayodhya, which has experienced a decline during the invasions of Arab Muslim rulers and the era of British colonialism spanning nearly 1,000 years. Yogi Adityanath aims to build the Ayodhya in a new concept. The city is undergoing developmental initiatives based on 8 key concepts with the aim of restoring its unparalleled prosperity and transforming it into a city of prominence. In addition, Adityanath is placing a significant emphasis on transforming Ayodhya into a solar city, aiming to decrease its reliance on conventional electricity resources. Ayodhya, once referred to as the Amaravati of the Earth and a sacred Saptapuri, holds praise in various scriptures. Additionally, propelled by a surge in vegetable prices, India's retail inflation based on the Consumer Price Index CPI likely rose to a 3-month high of 5.7% in November from 4.87% in October, according to a poll of 17 economists by EFI. In November 2022, the retail inflation was at 5.88%. The estimates in the poll, however, ranged widely from 5.30% to 6.92%. Core inflation, on the other hand, is expected to remain around the same level as in October, at around 4.2%. At 5.7%, the overall CPI index likely rose 0.7% month-on-month, or at the highest pace in 4 months. Also, the 0.7% rise is higher than the average 0.5% increase the overall index has recorded in the past 10 years. In other news, National Highways Authority of India has decided to revise the list of highway stretches on offer for monetization in the third round through Infrastructure Investment Trust and have added 5 more to the bundle. The addition of new stretches to the 6 already on offer takes the total length of highways to be monetized through the third round to 1,029 kilometers from 580 kilometers earlier. These stretches will be offered to National Highway Infra Trust, which is sponsored by NHAI. The new stretches added to Ramthri include Kaljhar to Patachar Kuchi in Assam 27 km, Lucknow to Mahagaon 74 km, and Mogaon to Khawasa 43 km in Madhya Pradesh, Hubli to Haveri 62 km, and Davanagere to Haveri 71 km, Davanagere to Chitradurga 72 km in Karnataka. Meanwhile, power distribution companies like Adani Energy and Tata Power will expedite deployment of smart meters to bring greater operational efficiency by aligning power purchase with real-time demand. Adani Energy Solutions, for instance, is currently working on delivering over 20 million smart meters in 8 distribution licensee areas. Anil Sardana, Managing Director of Adani Energy Solutions, told EFI. These will come at a contract value of about Rs. 23,000 crore and revenue recovery will be spread over a 10-year period, Sardana said. Through smart meters, the company can monitor and predict power consumption pattern over micro geographies and hence manage retail distribution better. It is adopting IoT, Internet of Things, across its assets for getting their real-time health diagnosis and undertaking predictive maintenance wherever needed, he said. Lastly, let's take a look at the key stocks to watch and trade today. BPCL, Tata Motors, Adani Green Energy, Cochin Shipyard, Cipla, Paytm. GIFT Nifty traded flat at 21,081.5, down merely 0.05%, indicating a flat opening for domestic indices NSE Nifty 50 and BSE Sensex on Monday. Previously on Friday, the NSE Nifty 50 gained 68.25 points or 0.33% to settle at 20,937.10, while the BSE Sensex added 303.91 points or 0.44% to 69,825.60. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.